Hey everybody, welcome to 10 dozen minutes of everybody having gone away, like the Offspring just said, with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm your host, Jick.
Hey, I was wondering why you picked that one. It seems so sad, really. Like, not like, you know, Precious Memories or...
That Offspring song, Precious Memories?
Yeah, or, you know, We Had a Great Time, or Holy Shit, I'm Hungover, but... Just the fact that everyone's gone away.
Well, I didn't. Yesterday was one of the the few days in recent memory that I've gone without drinking at all. Stayed up pretty late on Saturday and didn't really do anything yesterday.
Yeah, we did the karaoke thing, and that was the drunkest that I'd been all weekend. But still, still sans hangover. Yeah.
You've got your built-in designated driver.
Yeah, yeah. Although she's usually. She tires out before I tap out drunk, so...
I see. Yeah, we're precariously tethered to my laptop here, and so we'll see. See what's what. Yeah, anyway, so con was fun. Any particular precious memories you'd care to share, Mr. Skull?
Seeing Totally Rad and Lars, of course, those were the two that I hadn't seen full shows from before. And Totally Rad were as advertised, and MC Lars was as advertised too, if he was advertised as being awesome.
Yeah. Did you talk to him at all outside the show?
You know, I didn't.
He's got a weird kind of cadence to his talking. You wouldn't expect him to be that. You wouldn't talk to him and think, "Yep, I bet I know what that guy's like on stage," because you would think, "Oh, that's weird." But you know what I really liked about his show was the visual aids.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
The fact that you could improve a rap show so much by having the lyrics displayed behind the person right. That's rapping, because then, you know, especially rap that's like, you know, it's not that it doesn't sound good if you don't know what the words are. It's not that the flow isn't there. You know, it's not that it is not pleasing to the ear. It's just that I think the primary thing about, you know, Frontalots or MC Lars's lyrics is that they're clever, right? And if you can't if you can't understand them, you lose out on a lot of that. And those things were neat. Plus it's like having the internet in the real world.
Yeah, the only problem is now I have to take a bunch of visual AZT from the visual aids, but other than that, it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Are AIDS jokes funny?
I don't know. I think it's too soon.
What if somebody raped you and then gave you AIDS?
That would be funny. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That would be funny. I think we each in turn got to spend some quality time with MC Frontalot, which is always a pleasure.
He did put on a hell of a karaoke. I wouldn't say show, because he just sang the one song.
What song did he sing?
Just What I Needed from the Cars.
I see.
And, he rocked it out. I think even if he hadn't already been famous in that crowd, people would have been impressed by the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. He would be now. Mm-hmm. Friday... Well, let's see. Something happened Thursday, didn't it? Rocky Horror.
Yeah. Rocky Horror was Thursday. I don't blame you for trying to forget.
Right after we left. No, it was fun. I was tired, though. It was,
Yeah, that was a real late night.
Too late for my ass. And my wife, too. My wife fell asleep. I don't think she was particularly enthralled by your performance.
That's okay. I was actually, one of my goals was for her to fall asleep during the performance.
Oh, so maybe you did a really fantastic job.
Yeah.
You did good. I could definitely see your ass. I know that was one of the stated goals of that that kind of thing.
Yeah, sometime in the middle of it, I noticed that the underpants were starting to slide, and I just let it happen.
Yeah,
because it would have been unprofessional to stop and pull them up, and not as hot.
Sassy Lassie delivered with a surprising poise and enthusiasm.
True.
She really wore the role up there. Are you mesmerized
Holy crap.
By my awesome screensaver? Everybody should check out the Electric Sheep screensaver if you don't already.
Universes are being born and dying on your screen right now.
It's like these fractally generated movies that you say, I like this one, and it gives it an up rating. Or you say, I don't like this one, and it gives it a down rating. And their servers breed the higher rated ones to produce prettier and prettier things. It's, pretty cool. So Thursday night, Rocky Horror, we did all that. Friday, Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's was pretty excellent.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I do agree with the critique that they could have had more games for a gaming place, but
that what GameWorks has that Dave and Buster's doesn't is typically the like retro section up in the bar.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a bunch of games that are, I mean, they're probably a dollar to play still because of the stupid card point system.
Yeah, but if you figure, well, the thing that I was missing was the like bank of racing games with weird dedicated controllers, you know, like the Star Wars pod racing, and
yeah, there were a couple of those. And there's a lot of the House of the Dead style stuff with guns, and the one with machine guns, and the one with shotguns, and the one with Uzis, and the one, you know, when are they gonna make one of those with like a pair of knitting needles or like, you know, something non-violent?
Hey, chopsticks.
Oh man,
I mean, like a sushi simulator,
or a fly catching simulator, mm-hmm. or a begging for rice simulator.
We actually
you get a bowl and some chopsticks.
We bought a game for Vaginal Blood Fart's birthday. We went and to GameStop to find the game that was most likely to be kind of crappy, but in an entertaining way.
Uh huh.
And it was a like set of mini games themed around ninjas, and there was a fly catching with chopsticks mini game. Yeah. The like pinching motion that you make with the Wiimote was the catching of the flies. He said it turned out to be pretty entertaining, which was unfortunate because that really wasn't what we were going for.
Right. But, we speaking of bad things, we intended to take a bunch of the DVDs laying around the office to the event on Saturday to give away to the losers of all the con games. Xenophobe had somehow gotten a Columbia House membership that no one was paying for. So they kept sending him the things. He was sending them back for a while, but then he was like, you know, screw them. So all these movies showed up, he would just like throw them away basically. So there's a pile of movies. The good ones have all been picked out of it, but we got a copy of Alvin and the Chipmunks on DVD.
Lovely.
That we were gonna save for worst place, worst booby,
worst of world craft.
Yeah. World of Worstcraft would be awesome. It's just an MMO where you're trying to become a powerful sausage maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could get behind that.
You could get in front of sausage. I was trying to make a butt sex joke, but it didn't really work. Saturday...
We were at our new home, yeah, in the new venue.
The Tempe Center for the Arts. And, it was very nice. It was very fancy.
I felt like we need to, if we're going to stay in that venue, we need to cook up some more activities. Because with the lack of the like big outdoor space to do stuff, there was...
Yeah.
Seemed like there was a lot of... I couldn't find anything to do. Yeah. I kept walking around to, like... Table of Magic playing, and
a lot of people
finding anything I wanted to do.
A lot of people playing Magic.
Maybe like if we had brought just a big old stack of board games.
Yeah, a lot of people did bring games. I was a little worried when I went in there in the setup, and I'm like, huh, there's like not anything in this room. They had a couple Rock Band setups. I don't think in general that it was too bad. I feel like there was enough people brought enough stuff to do that it wasn't like, oh man, I'm bored, you know, but it could be. There could have been a lot of people going around feeling like, well, I'd like to do something, but there aren't enough, like, ready things for me to just grab and start doing, you know? We forgot so much stuff. Kind of forgot about the gingerbread bugbear thing until it was too late, which we should do that again. Need to find a way to do it that's a little cheaper than it was the first time, though, or the second time. Cheaper in terms of time than the first time, and cheaper in terms of money than the second time. We need to strike that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not really a balance so much as trying to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And the I forgot to do the autograph
session, yeah, yeah.
Which was bizarre that both of us spaced that.
Spaced the certificates of participation, yeah. Just, sorry, kids. But I think Hot Stuff is planning on doing something vaguely related to that in game. So,
is that going to happen?
That's well, cool. I think I'm going to try and make that happen. So tomorrow you should come to the office and we should do the prep work for that. Yeah, there was the sock puppet container from last year, but I don't know how many people actually made sock puppets.
It looks like they took googly eyes and stuck them on cleavage. Was pretty much the
oh,
the reigning.
So they were making like boobs puppets.
Yeah, which I you know it's fine, but I saw two or three pictures of people with anthropomorphized boobs.
Wouldn't it look? I mean, if you put like an eye on either side of the of some cleavage, wouldn't that just look like it was a face that was also an ass?
That's possible. I thought it had an Assy McGee feel to it. Sure. Yeah. Sorry.
Then the concert at the venue on Saturday night. Got to see some Totally Rad. Got to see some Mini Bosses. Got to see some MC Lars. Got to see some MC Frontalot. And some MC Frontalot's mom and MC Frontalot's dog.
Yeah,
I didn't realize the dog was there. People told me stories about it today.
Stories about the dog?
Yeah.
I didn't realize the dog had like a...
No, it was just people talking about how much the dog liked MC Frontalot.
Huh.
How he kept perking up when he heard him singing.
You would hope so. I mean, yeah. It's his dog. It's his dog, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Occasional JD says, "Oh my goodness, I just had a dream. I fell into a sort of half sleep while listening to the last radio show, and I think your voices made their way into my subconscious. All of you were in a boardroom with suits on, actually reading the questions off a bunch of paper. In the background was a whiteboard on which a Venn diagram was drawn. This diagram showed the logical relations between astonishment and question mark." And since I don't know what most of you look like, you were just generic-looking guys in suits. We are just generic-looking guys on suits. On suits. In suits. On crack.
We are generic-looking guys on sweet.
Cyber34 rang in on the Linux Flash support by saying, "Linux's Flash support is not crappy and slow. The OS is just fine." Tell that to that dude who's all, "Don't talk about Flash on account of I use Ubuntu. And here's my long, sad story about Ubuntu." Sit, Ubuntu, sit. Good Linux distribution.
Right, yeah, no.
Hodgman, the Hobe Overlord, defeated Paperclips. What's missing? A second comma. Should there be a second comma there? Hodgman, comma, the Hobe Overlord, comma, defeated Paperclips?
Yeah, unless you're telling someone named Hodgman that somebody else named the Hobe Overlord defeated Paperclips.
Maybe that's what I'm doing.
I don't know, yeah.
Man, what the fuck? What's going on, man? There was supposed to be a comma there, and I didn't put one there. It's like the opposite of me.
Well, comma, I would say, comma.
Apocalypse Throb says, "How about some performance-related trophies for the clan dungeons? All current trophies are RNG or boss victory-related. Dumpster divers, grave dancing, adventure counters, etc." Yeah, I mean, we have, you know... We had a certain number of ideas in a certain amount of time, so the ones that got through... I would have liked to have put some more trophies in there, but just kind of, you know, I got in enough that I could call that part done. And, okay, sweet. Ashland has been using his venereal disease soap and apparently has cleansed his computer of some sort of nasty virus that he got that wrote in on an MP3. Mm-hmm. Or some MP3s. That's dangerous for the radio DJs.
Yeah, that really sucks.
There's one thing those kids got a lot of, it's MP3s and venereal diseases.
I would never trade MP3s with anybody.
Captain Spam says, "Do more people actually use the report bug link to send bug reports or complain about them to Radio Bugbear?" Well, a lot of people use the report bug link. And then they report things that aren't bugs, or they report things that don't make any sense and aren't duplicatable. And then occasionally they report a real bug, but it gets ignored.
Yeah.
Because... we're terrible at running a business. XYM says, "Who is the old Scratch mentioned by the hobo in the sleazy back alley during the gnome quest? Surely not old Scratch of Hobopolis fame." I don't know. Did you write some hobo talking about old Scratch? Or is he just talking about the devil?
Talking about the devil.
Good.
Before...
Yeah.
about.
I didn't realize there had ever been any reference to the name Old Scratch. It seemed like a good hobo devil name.
Yeah, that's. I think that was primarily what I was thinking. He's the guy who sells his soul for harmonica lessons. In the fetch quest.
I was just looking at that item today, and I was like, "What the? What is that Easy Play harmonica book?" Because I was doing something harmonica related, and I did a search for all the items that were called harmonica. Zom spoilers. Kevin B says, "Can Tom Cruise be in our colossal closet?" Oh, occasional JD says, "I forgot to mention a kick-ass detail of that dream I had earlier. Riff was the crow."
That's freakishly accurate.
Tiny Plastic Chic says, "I heard you guys like mudkips." Yeah, would you show us yours? Apocalypse Thub says, "Set up on Tinkerer to provide paid assessments of items to figure out their recipes to allow discovery logging for smithed and cooked items." Huh. Hmm. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of making you craft them again at this point.
Hmm.
Because I think, I like people spending turns meat smithing stuff. Makes me happy that the one crafting discipline we have with the most recipes in it is, for one brief shining moment, not the least useful. Peace Antella says, "I cooked wet stunt nut stew before finding Mr. Alarm, and he still made me go and fetch it. Can you make it so you can skip visiting him twice?" Yeah, that probably ought to happen, because I did do that convoluted bit of logic in the desert part of the... I got somebody reporting that somebody's being racist toward Australians. Can you be
That's
racist
not even
toward
possible.
Australians?
Are Australians a race, really? You can be racist towards Aborigines, I suppose.
I mean, can you be racist towards the French?
I guess. A countryist? Statist?
What could you even say? Australians are stupid. Some of them are. Did you get a chance to see Lazy Mork at all during con?
No.
I did not recognize him. He just looked like a completely different person. He was wearing a hat all the time the first time I saw him, and I assumed that it was, like, one of those dudes that, like, wears a hat all the time because he's prematurely balding. Mm. Doesn't want anybody to know it, but no, it turns out he just didn't... He just liked wearing a hat. And he had this full head of, like, longish hair, and I'm like, "Huh, hey, nice to meet you. Oh, wait, I've met you 10 times. It's weird. Got to see Darian Lar a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah,
it was always fun to hang out with Darian
Lar. I had
Lar.
No idea that she was going to be there, actually.
I did because I had seen the list of people. I'm going to make a note of this wet stunt nut stew thing and try and get to that at some point. Do we still have a radio to-do list items? No, I think we don't. I'm going to add a new one. Radio to-do, radio gaga, radio cha-cha. I guess Paul Newman died?
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
I found out about that earlier.
It's unfortunate.
I was just thinking that I need to get a copy of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid so my wife can see it.
I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through.
It's really good. Hmm. It's really clever. It's written by the same guy that wrote The Princess Bride. Screenplay.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. I'll have to check that out.
It's very funny. Surprisingly funny. Like, I, you know, it was like my dad's favorite movie, and I didn't expect it to be something that I would really care for, because I just thought, it's a Western. You know, my dad was really into Westerns or whatever, but like, no, I can see why.
Hmm.
Darcel says, "A while ago, somebody was asking for a display case that wasn't publicly viewable, and we all laughed hard. However, I want that too now. I want a place to stash items that won't get returned to my inventory when I ascend or when I pull my loot out of Hank's. Many people use their mall stores or display cases for this." ACM says, "Still noticing that there are 2 cannelloni skills for Pastamancer. Surely you can work up another pasta name. Cavatelli cannon? Nuge, nuge, nuge." Maybe that's supposed to be nudge.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he's just suggesting that Ted Nugent would know and we should ask him.
Yeah, we should. Give the Nuge a call. I changed it a bunch of times because cannellini is not pasta.
Right. Neither is cannoli.
All right. We could do a pierogi. That isn't pasta either. Is couscous pasta?
It is.
Yeah. We could do couscous cannon.
A couscous cannon would be more like a, it would be like a shotgun blast, kind of, because couscous is really small.
Yeah.
That could work.
I don't think it could have the, range of things that are fired from the cannoli cannon, or the cannelloni cannon. God damn it. Arashman says, not enough ranged weapons mid-game. For accordion thieves slash disco bandits, you get the legendary epic weapon and it plateaus for far too long, even with crafting. He says, no shapeshift avatar for the mole? And why are we still mostly human, i.e. can use skills? I ain't no mole, man. Well, moles have hands, so you can still use your human skills when you're in mole form.
Yeah.
And I should do a shapeshift avatar for the mole, because I just use the mole picture that I have. Missing No says, Flash issues aren't Linux's fault. Adobe just won't put any effort into the port of Flash Player, and the specification is closed, so Gnash is relegated to a hackish reverse engineer. Oh, I see.
See, the problem with your software not being compatible with this open source program is that you're not making your software open source.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Rusty Pilot Wrench says, is there a way to use a champagne flute with the brewery? And if not, will there ever be? P.S. Penis. No. Probably not. Apocalypse Throb says, how about a few muscle points for doing meat smithing? We've gotten stat points from less strenuous workouts elsewhere. That's true. Noenam says, why does the Boner Dagon skull get transformed into a dragon bone belt? Shouldn't it be Dagon bone belt? No. Because once it's distinct from the actual undead being, it is no longer subject to that curse that Fernsworthy accidentally created in the cemetery.
Except for the lick eyes and their pies.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
But they're the exception that proves the rule.
Well, but they are lick eyes. It's just a dragon's skull at that point. It's no longer the Boner Dagon skull.
Right.
You could make that thing with any dragon skull. It's just that this is the only one you happen to have.
Mm-hmm.
Those pies can only be... If there were regular liches in the game that weren't spelled right, you wouldn't be able to make those pies with their eyes. In their skies. Deus Noctum says, let us equip most of an outfit that has a shirt even if we don't have torso awareness. That should be the case now, that if you go to put on a custom outfit that has a shirt in it, it will not stop you from equipping the entire outfit just because you don't have torso awareness. If that's not working that way, then something... Something that should have been fixed is not. The Dark One says, do Crimbo slash Time Gear have learnable recipes? If so, could the final product be smashable back into the core material so we can learn them? Thank you for the thoughtful consideration and not having the Toot Quest figure be a recipe. I don't know, you know, you can still get the Crimbo gear. It is possible to get those if you really, really want the completionism on those recipes, and so that was the decision that we made. Papa Wong says, I might not be the first one to say this, but the B-sharp joke from The Simpsons is also a joke because there's no such thing as B-sharp or E-sharp. And that isn't true, right? Wait, there's an E-sharp. There is no E-sharp or B-sharp.
Yeah, E-sharp is F.
You can say that, though. C is a semitone higher than B. I mean, it's not... You could say...
Yeah, C-sharp, is B-sharp.
Yeah.
C, but, I mean, there are keys in which there is a C-flat and not a B. Because there's also a B-flat.
And then he says, I hope you did have a large hard-on collider as a midway game at Con, right next to the Cornhold tournament. Cornhole, not Cornhold. That game would be way less fun. I don't know. You know, just a game where, here's your corn, and then whoever holds their corn the longest wins.
I picture just coming around every couple of minutes and adding a couple of ears of corn.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And whoever drops all the corn first has to eat it. All of it.
Right.
Puking and crying. most of the games I like end with puking and crying.
Yeah.
It's funny that the cornhole would come up again in the context of KOLCon.
Did it come up?
Yeah. There's the game where you throw a little bean bag, only it's full of corn kernels instead of beans, and into a hole in a wooden box. So it's kind of like horseshoes for dummies. It's a Midwest thing, and the game is called Cornhole.
Okay.
Like, there's a Cornhole Association and, you know, like, official Cornhole rules. And all of us find that kind of hilarious. But there was an arcade game that simulates that sport in some bar in Minneapolis. And we're like, God, that's ridiculous. That's even more useless than the games where you pretend to shoot deer. But they had that game in the Regal Beagle. So Vaginal Blood Fart and I had a cornhole tournament.
I see.
And it turns out he's the better cornholer.
Yeah. Is it called Cornhole?
The game is not, because I think somebody finally figured out that that was a little embarrassing.
Huh.
It's called, like, Bag Toss. Which, better or worse.
Bag Toss.
Huh.
Maybe the bag is filled with salad.
Hmm.
And then Pablo Monk says, do you think that KOL Mafia is now going to get a button labeled Discover Everything or Deserve Crafting Trophy? Yeah, probably. Irishman says, ranged weapons should be more fun. 2x chance of critical and fumble, respectively. It's narratively justified, too. One of the things we had tossed around was giving Moxie classes an extra X of critical with ranged weapons. Just because, you know, the whole plinking is not fun thing. I don't know. You guys think about that. Talk about that amongst yourselves and tell me what you think. Bobulus says, sometimes when I use the slash outfit command, it puts my weapon and offhand weapon in the wrong hands. Haven't yet figured out how to reproduce it. Yeah, I need to have C.D. Moyer take a look at that and see if... It was done that way because of some sort of efficiency in code and I don't know. Enough people have complained about it that it probably should stop working like that now. Rotting Flesh says, can the crafting automatically use Inabox and the Plunger when under a muscle sign? Yeah, we knew that was going to be the first inch-mile thing on that, and so we've been tossing around ideas about how to integrate it. Ashlon says, we call it Bago in Arkansas. We laugh at cornhole, mainly because we laugh at the Midwesterners who like to put their corn in the holes. Bago.
That's better. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the beanbag tossing game, but just call it a beanbag toss. I was surprised, though, how much of a, how true to life that arcade game tried to be. Like, you could adjust your angle of toss, whether you were trying to slide it or bounce it, or just have it kind of land flat, how hard you were going to throw it. You had to adjust for the wind. So it's just this thing with, like, four buttons and a trackball, but how far you pull back the trackball and how fast you push it forward. And
yeah, something like just, Golden Tee.
Yeah, ridiculously intricate for a game that they could have replicated in full in that bar.
Do you not, when you're playing cornhole for real, do you not, like, spin the beanbag? Throw it like a frisbee?
I don't think so. I think it's more of a just, like, an underhand
I see. Toss. So with some ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm.
HellDemon1234 says, what was the last custom item given out? Boy, I don't know. We haven't done a lot of that lately.
I think I did one for Sassy Lassie's birthday a long time ago.
Was that before or after the Primavera Angel Hair's stupid university diploma?
That actually may be the last one for the interview with that dude.
Gene Ray.
Yeah.
Oxymoron92993 says, how come lots of monsters in the upper and middle chambers all do spooky damage, but only the tomb servant gets double damage from stench? It could be that they're not spooky aligned monsters. You know, you don't have to be spooky to do spooky damage. Noenam links to a electronic yodeling pickle. Only $12.95 each.
If they had said yodeling pickle, no thanks. If they had said electronic pickle, no thanks. Electronic yodeling pickle? When?
Hobo Joe says, to avoid making hamsters impossible, you could make tent shows kill elemental hobos as well based on who's playing their songs. Well, yeah. We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out before we close that loophole. ACM says, I was just adventuring in the arid, extra dry desert, and I encountered the plaque of locusts again. It makes me laugh every time. That was an old, old joke.
Yeah, that was written for that. For that abortive attempt at writing a desert zone. Like 6 months after the game launched, I think.
Shrewd 2 says, why are whips so weak power-wise? They used to be weak power-wise because their enchantments were very powerful. And they had enchantments on them that we didn't tend to put on weapons. But that's... We have not gone... we've not gone that route, really, as we've moved forward with the game. That basically we ran out of ideas for weapons, so we ended up putting every enchantment we could think of on every single weapon. That's weird, like, why the weapons you see that we've added in the last year or so have, like, you know, 200 different enchantments on them.
Yeah.
They totally don't. Arashmin says, how can the pirate wink at you in the level 11 quest? Poop deck. What? How does anything wink at you? You know, he does it by blinking with only one eye. Apocalypse Throb says, it'd be rad if we could put a TV in our homes and watch shows like Encino Gnome and Leave It to Flat-Tailed River Ferret.
Yeah, we need to make our game more like the latest Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I still haven't played that. I guess I'll wait for it to come out on the PC.
Yeah.
That's what I've been insisting that I'm going to do. I didn't really see the point of having a TV with TV channels.
Yeah.
The radio, you know...
Compared to the radio, which is mobile. Yeah. Like, you listen to it while you're doing other stuff in-game instead of just...
Can you jack an SUV with televisions in the backseat for the kids who you leave in the car?
I have no idea.
And then rape and murder?
Probably not that.
Yeah.
But,
Are there any children ever in GTA games? I don't think that there are.
I would guess not. It's a city with no children. Yeah. Maybe it's a city where everyone has lost the ability to have children. And they need Clive Owen to come in and find the last pregnant woman and get her to safety.
Is that Children of Men?
Yeah.
Plot. All the men don't die in that, do they? They just stop having kids. They stop being able to breed.
Right. Well, the women stop being able to breed, yeah.
Well, okay, but...
There aren't any pregnant
so
men.
So it's not exactly a ripoff of the Why the Last Man comics?
Right.
I've heard that they're making a movie of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe it.
I would say that the premise and like, the world of Children of Men is nothing like Why the Last Man.
Oh, yeah?
It's just the direction they take it is different.
Well, sure.
It was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
As it must be obvious by now, I haven't seen it.
So I'm looking at the... I think it was I Club You who was at the concert in that, heart-shaped graphic equalizer shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking to see where I could purchase one of those that's not heart-shaped for myself.
Oh, because it was actually functional, right? It had a microphone and...
Well, I'd seen those online, and I figured that they would be kind of chintzy and would just kind of randomly light up.
Mm-hmm.
But hers was, like, even when the music wasn't playing, like, as the levels of background noise went up and down, it was sensitive enough to pick up on that.
It turned out
being really neat.
I overheard her talking about that. I think it had some sort of sensitivity knob on it.
I bet it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she messaged me and said, were you staring at my boobs at the concert or at my cat ears? And I didn't want to say, I actually wasn't aware you had a head for a little while, but it wasn't the normal staring at the boobs. It was because they were shiny.
I see.
They were doing stuff, you know?
Well, all boobs are doing stuff.
Yeah, sometimes
they're
just hanging out.
Potential nourishment for children.
Right. No, they're all sold out on ThinkGeek. I have to go to the source.
Being classy. SF Warlock says, Dear Jake and Company, why does it never rain in KOL? Because everything is made of paper, and it would get ruined.
The one time it rained, we had to cover it up by saying, Zach, drop the database.
Yeah. Glebe says, can you take the's out of some of the Accordion Thief songs so they're easier to type search in via drop-down menu? I don't know, man. I can see why. I can see why somebody would think that that was a good idea. Let's see. Drakefly says, temporary blindness doesn't cancel Black Cat's stat gain reduction. Fair enough, but it'd be funny and interesting. Doesn't cancel it. Oh, like maybe it does. Does temporary blindness do something to normal familiar messages?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it.
Like, change it to your familiar does something or something. Hmm. There's so many things that mess with all the fight text now. Raijin Ely says, Bad Moon terrariums have no link to let people see your non-Bad Moon familiars. It would be really, really cool if you could change that. Hint, hint. I don't know. To let other people see it? I think probably not. But, did we ever add anything where you can look at your own?
You can look at your own who?
Look at your own familiars that aren't actually available while you're in Bad Moon.
You know, I don't know that either. Hello, Phoenix. I'm in your chair. I'm sorry.
No.
I could sit on the floor. At
There's also another chair in that room, so.
I was just going to sit by Jake's feet and ask him to tell me stories.
Yeah, you shouldn't spoil any secret content.
Try not to spoil any content on your way to the parking lot.
SF Warlock said, Dear Chicken Company, can we make it so that if you don't have a Hobo Kobo on, you just auto-skip the market? No, because you can get stuff in the market without the Hobo Kobo. You just can't get the thing that you want. A Deadhead says, Please put in a Flea familiar with a bass guitar as the familiar equipment, and then explains, Flea is the basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, I even know what song he would sing. Raging Ely says, when you make a pie in Bad Moon with a cat, shouldn't the cat jump into it since it's a new warm place? What?
I don't know what's up with your cat, but...
Does he always want to jump into new warm places?
I found that what my cat wants to do is just lie on the top layer of whatever's available. Like, if you put a blanket on the floor, cat will immediately lie on the blanket. If you put a shirt on top of that blanket, then the shirt is the new place that you have to be.
Right.
So, if there are multiple layers of fabric, he has to be on the topmost layer.
If you put a pie on top of the shirt, would he want to leap into the pie?
See, I don't think so. He's what never lost his mittens, either.
Has curiosity ever killed him?
No.
Man.
Sadly, no.
The world is a liar. Let's see. Telus R says, I noticed the copyright at the bottom of the What is KOL page still says 2007. Bug or feature? Oh, man. This is going to be ruined sort of ahead of time, but somebody was talking about seeing a Volkswagen Beetle with the license plate feature, which is pretty funny. See, what you wouldn't get it right away, though. Zortag says, so, did the holidays get offset somehow? Today, Monday, is supposed to be Dependence Day. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. All of the code for running it was commented out. And I don't know if it was because... I might have done that because it accidentally didn't unset Dependence Day the last time, automatically. Mm-hmm. Got another one of those threads. I'm always excited when a thread affords Mr. Crack or Keska the opportunity to talk about how unprofessional we are and how easy it is to do things right. Yeah. Love those dudes. Oopity says, the roulette table seemed to not check for meat upon adventuring, leading to free spins at the wheel. I appreciate the extra edge over the house, but dumping the meat into my closet after every adventure is getting tedious. And if you're wondering why anyone would use the roulette tables, let's just say the Haiku Dungeon revamp had some interesting consequences. Cryptic silence. Huh. I don't know what that means. Maybe they wanted some place that was all non-combats, and the roulette tables are a place that is all non-combats. Dr. Van Mojo says, do you have any plans on reintroducing the safety vest? Possibly not as a torso-only non-combat, but maybe as a drop or part of a semi-rare adventure in the mine? It doesn't have one. Is the safety vest not Is that something that would be reintroduced?
Did we lose it when we went to the mine puzzle?
I don't think so. You mean the mine like mini game thing?
Yeah.
I don't think so, because I think it was in the
It was in the pre-puzzle mine?
Yeah, or was it?
Or was it? I'm going to go ask the wiki, because we don't know stuff.
Kevin B. said, I read the old radio transcript, and you guys said you wanted to go to Europe for a year with a $3,000 stipend. That's only $8 a day. You would be homeless for a year. It was $3,000 a month, I think. And we said we would do that, but we would need more money. A deadhead says, when multi-using prismatic wads, you repeat the process a number of times equal to the number that you're using, instead of repeating the process the number of times minus one. Okay. That I can fix pretty easily. Those were a pain in the ass to all of that stuff was a pain in the ass to have to write plural messages for. That I will tell you. That I will tell you for true. I switched my view of the wiki to everybody else's view of the wiki, so that I can see all the stuff that's limboed. I've been doing a lot of cleanup. Drab and Morden Lab says, can the Naughty Sorceress's familiar debuff be an actual effect, like the boss Spectre and such? I don't know. I mean, it's not coded to be one, but it could be, but... Miss Sticker says, "What do you think about adding the possibility of a persistent, or what do you think about the possibility of adding a persistent note pane to the main map page, so the players can make notes to see the next time they log on, or post, or as post-its on the monitor work?" Well, you can use that reminder feature in the quest log, and then you'll see a note on the main map page every time you log on. That feature already exists. Gavalco says, question on the new recipes. Are there any for the spooky/sleazy gravy fairy hatchlings? Older players who already have them had to make them, and it would just be a waste to remake the hatchlings as they're untradeable. If there are, would it be possible to finish your question? Apparently not, Gavalco. No, because you can make another one. You know, maybe you don't want to, because you think it's a waste, but yeah. Kevin B. says, how about a Dow Jones monster that drops meat based on the Dow Jones average? How about making every monster in the game drop meat based on the Dow Jones average? That would be a great meat sink at this point.
Yeah. So we're talking monsters stealing your meat for killing them?
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, we were watching the coverage of that today. That was fantastic.
Of what?
Just the House voted down the bailout bill and the biggest drop in the Dow Jones in a single day. In American history, apparently.
Cool.
And it was down 700 points. And the interesting part was that the Democratic half of the coalition that was trying to pass this bill came up with all the votes they needed to pass it, and the Republicans came up with like half of the votes they promised. And so they went on, they did a press conference and angrily blamed the Democrats for partisan sniping that killed the bill, because not enough of their guys voted for this bill, which was proposed by their administration.
Huh.
It's like more Democrats voted for this bill that Bush put in front of them than Republicans did. And so somehow the Democrats' fault it didn't pass. Dang, interesting political theater today.
Everything is the Democrats' fault.
I wish that political theater was more musical theater, but that's just me.
And I'm imagining that. You like that junction thing about I'm just a bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would sing that every time somebody presents a bill.
That would be excellent.
Yeah. Madeline says, can you please enchant Lord Spooky Raven's spectacles? Nothing major. Something like plus 5% item drops would be okay, but it's kind of sad that they don't do anything outside of quests. They're just glasses. Seriously. If Lord Spooky Raven had, like, hidden stuff all over the kingdom, then it would make sense for them to have plus 5% item drops.
Yeah.
If he had written stuff in that special green ink. Fred Levi says, there should be a chef staff that gives you MP when you shake it. You could, like, make it out of the star staff or something. Also, don't forget the pool cue chef staff idea, where it does different things depending on which billiard ball you have equipped. It could be called the Staff of Sandwich. something like that. Even though he played cards rather than pool. I don't know. What? Oh, like the... like, based on the Earl of Sandwich rather than the Sandwich, but... that,
huh.
Why would it be called the Staff of Sandwich? Yeah, I had forgotten about that pool cue idea. I'm gonna pop that in the ideas for shit that will never happen thread. Trashcan says, when will there be another quest? I want. We should do the second quest. We just rearrange. It'd be like Zelda. We would just rearrange the order in which you get the quests and the items for them.
Hmm. Second fetch quest? Yeah.
Yeah. Better than the second Felch quest.
Hmm.
Felch quest was my least favorite movie and yeah. Sierra game.
Yeah, it was a horrible MMO, too.
Enemy Lasagna says, will you put more frequent traveler rewards into the game? Probably not. Will Abana, will bananas ever return to the kingdom now that we need them to log the cooking recipes? No, there's still plenty of bananas in the mall. Whatever happened to the idea of turning dreams into a zone? Maybe you could get a dream-catching net for your campsite, which makes resting take you to a zone. Dream catchers totally work, if your dream is to be gay.
Well, we could put a dream catcher in, which would make a retarded Mark Wahlberg or Donnie Wahlberg show up every time you rested and
yeah.
turn into some giant CG alien.
Yeah.
God damn it, that movie was terrible.
Yeah, you know, as...
I mean, the book wasn't Stephen King's best, but the movie was fucking terrible.
As frustrating as that aspect of the book was, at least in the book, he wasn't also a goddamn alien.
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense at all.
He was just a retard with superpowers in the book.
Of course. That's totally reasonable. Did he have superpowers, or did he have, like, telepathy?
Yeah, telepathy.
I guess that counts as a superpower.
Yeah, because you really don't want a retarded kid with super strength.
Wait, they don't all have super strength?
Not all of them. No.
Yeah. Well, weird. There goes my plan.
Your plan?
Moving my house across town by hiring a bunch of retards to just carry it. Wow. Man, your mind is going to be doubly blown if the screensaver kicks in on both of these screens.
Right.
Screensaver. Istanbul says, you nixed my idea of 20% extra adventures from food for pasta mentors, but how about 10% instead? Wouldn't do a heck of a lot. 2 to 3 adventures from a high main, less from most foods, and it would even out the scales between pasta mentors and sorcerers. Failing that, how about the make one, get one free for food items I suggested, like sorcerers get extra potions? Throw us some intrinsic love. There is a wiki item to give you some intrinsic love, but it's not going to be nearly as sexy as you're hoping. Ashelon says, are there no schools in the kingdom anymore? What happens to Fernsworthy's school? I mean, are all of the citizens of Lothian completely uneducated? They were educated on the streets, man. The school of hard knocks.
The school of Fort Knox?
The school of Knox gelatin.
I wonder if Fort... it would be great if Fort Knox was just a place where there were just boxes upon boxes of gelatin. Stacked high to the sky.
Ashelon says, question, bounty hunter, hunter bounties. Straight RNG chance on each of the three levels or weighted based on how often an area is visited? I've just noticed some large discrepancies, and they're usually the areas that tend to be considered high farming areas. No, there's nothing specifically weighting it towards adventures that don't see a lot of traffic. The only rules is that it never picks the same one twice in a row. Or at least it's not supposed to. Nizera says, are there any currently airing television shows you watch? Well, I don't think there's anything that I'm watching as it is on. I never know when anything is on.
Yeah.
I record, like, Family Guy and, what's that other show? American Dad.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did American Dad get funny, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't really like it at first, but I mean, it was like, you know, something, I had recorded a bunch of them, and it was something to watch when Family Guy ran out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even then I... you know, House is still on, and I've been watching DVDs of it, but I'm not watching it as it's on. Did you ever get into Lost?
No, I feel like Heroes and Lost, I should do both of those on DVD.
Yeah.
and he had kind of catch up with the nerdiness. I tried to record Fringe so that I could watch it later, and kind of failed to. I have the pilot for Fringe. We'll see if it lasts long enough to hit DVD. I might watch it.
I don't know what Fringe is.
It's a new Fox show that's kind of X-Files-ish.
I did not know that I had a Justin Timberlake CD ripped to my hard drive. Future Sex Love Sounds, huh? I guess we're going to have to bring Sexy back during the break.
Yeah, I think having discovered that, you are required to play it.
Yeah. Seriously, maybe my wife put that there.
No, it was probably Hot Stuff.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff in here that I have no idea. Oh, weird. And then all these old, all the old versions of MC Frontalot songs that I have somehow. I'll play some of those, too. Some Yellow Lasers, and where was the directory I was just in? It's Fascinating Radio. Absolutely fascinating. Very Unlikely Occurrence, pretty good. And maybe the original Crime Spree. All right, so we'll see you kids in like 10 minutes.
see no me, now that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in the no-fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revoke, resist, rewind, retract. You heard me, she said, I want any man here. Just ascend to the cave where you conquer the fear. I'll steer you to the side to force you to. Somebody's man enough here, now who? This girl, you gotta understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front and I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on, but these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free? 'Cause I got something for you, it is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. 'Cause I got something for you, it is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the buns in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke. Lest that's a bit too perverted for you. I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok. When we talk, ooh, like a beach box. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't remember any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. And why, that's a nice gold bikini you make that. Shows off what you got, no mistake that. One fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle, the protocol droid. And then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Fire, she says, and before I could scream, got the steaming mouth full of yellow laser beam. I'm hit. 'Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. 'Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam.
All right, time for a crime spree.
MC, front a lot, the arch criminal for some reason. Not sought by authority, though I've been running wild for days. Sure they gonna track me down. I'm the number one menace for miles around. With the litter and the loiter and the mattress tags, all the pirated MP3s I grabbed. And all the cable I stole, certain bathroom wall I rode on. I'm so cruel and cold, just put a coat on. Even cheat on my tax.
In this life of crime, there could be no turning back.
Riding all around on my bike with no helmet. Commit mail fraud whenever I see a mailman. Got a jaywalking ticket, I crumpled it up. Still bumped a bootleg, 'cause I'm hanging crime.
Spree, and I'm all breaking the law until I break the tar. Then I break it again, and I break it some more.
MC Front a lot, you're so hardcore.
Crime spree, and I'm all breaking the law until I break the tar. Never seem like I'm breaking it all the time. You seem to see that I like a bar.
Than a criminal supposed to be. Most of the FBI heard of this MC, called them up just to check.
This is the front a lot, and I expect that y'all are tracking me down, catting the mouse, giving it up, busting, chasing around. I mean, you name it, I've done it. Slandering, pandering, a couple hundred uncleared samples I rock per track.
FBI's like, we're busy, we'll call you back. Yeah, if you can find me, leave a trail of violated statue behind me. In an impossible way, 'cause hard as I am, I don't think that I could probably take prison for even a day.
In that case, I'm trying to live lawfully.
Too late, spree, and I'm all breaking the law until I break the tar. And I break it again, and I break it some more.
And see, for a lot, you're so hardcore.
Too late, spree, and I'm all breaking the law until I break the tar. You ever seem like I break it all the time. You seem to see that I like a bar.
I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate, and yet, I blame society.
Cop 'em, boys. We're putting this dirtbag away.
I thought the chance it was 100 to 1. On one thumb, I could count up the percentage of my coming undone. But now some calculation of impatiently faded rhymes. Sour patch ribbon to the wreck of my valentine. That a fine mess like this should get dished. Would've made it more unlikely if I had one wish. I take ish with the interstitial liquid bliss and insist another double on the rocks with twist. This is a fist full of good credit. This is a circumstance that
I must edit. I said it effortlessly with a bust knee. You could trust me, can't front without 2 feet to step fuss free. But see, that's just fine, I lost mine. Handed then the bandit fin, my last dime. Watched the wheels spin, thinking infinitesimal. My 10-decimal chance, the professional gambler's scoff. But the bells went off.
And we're back. Yeah. Went downstairs hastily, ate some snacks.
And they were delicious.
What'd you have? Some of those crazy
barbecue crisp things.
Non-fried, non-boiled, non-baked potato chips.
Put a little disclaimer that said, don't worry, this isn't really food.
Yeah. I don't understand how you make potato chips if you don't bake it or fry it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you cook anything that, you're either applying heat to it via touching it with a hot surface or not touching it with a hot surface.
I'm pretty sure they're baked, right?
I don't know. I thought they said they weren't baked. It's like popcorn, but... I mean, maybe frying requires oil. If you just put them on a put them on a surface with no oil.
That's a shame. It looks like the Apokamon just doesn't exist anymore. There was a mirror up for a while that seems to have gone away.
Hmm. That sucks. Yeah, we were talking about the old web comic site. It wasn't really a web comic in the modern definition, but it was just a bunch of comics that had been written. There was one about the guy that decided. The guy who was all into cyberpunk and then got disillusioned with cyberpunk and decided he was going to live as though it were the 50s.
Yeah.
That was a cool comic.
And there was one about the monsters that scared him when he was a child.
I might not have read that one. I remember the one where the...
It's kind of terrifying.
The raver girl gives her dad some ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
The one about the Jane that her not killing an aunt makes it so she ends up turning into a spaceship that saves the entire human race or something. I vividly remember every comic that I read on that site. They were all really good.
Hmm.
I don't know why I didn't read some of the others. They took a long time to read. They were pretty long comics.
Yeah.
And I was pretty lazy back then.
So it looks like he bought electricsheepcomics.com, and then now that's got a domain squatter on it.
Huh.
I probably shouldn't spend the rest of the show trying to track down this guy.
Well, maybe one of our listeners knows.
Yeah.
Let's see. RDFM says, "Hey guys, love the show. Just got Haiku State of Mind. Wow, Boku Haiku." That's the, Hey, that was a haiku.
I was really pleased to see how people were inspired to haiku by that update. Like, most of the thread on the forums was in haiku, and all the
wiki page was in haiku. What I didn't like was the argument that went on for miles and miles about whether or not the wiki page should be in haiku.
Yeah. And there was the argument about, well, none of these things are technically haiku because it's pronounced catchy.
Yeah.
Just that there's no point in comparing a picture of an apple to an apple.
Hush says, "Do you like it crispy?"
Oh, yeah.
I say to Hush, "How much teeth do you want?" Legend Dan says, "Would it be possible to show a list of recently completed trades?" It would be if there was a record of them. Oh, there is a record, but it's not really easily reconstructable. The logging that we do on those is such that if you did multiple trades with the same person, there would be no way to apart from timestamps, I guess, there'd be no way to really distinguish between items that were in the first trade and items that were in the second trade. But no, we're not gonna put a history on that, I don't think. Ithanox says, "Can you number the Hobopolis runs like you do Ascensions?" Could have if we had been setting it up to work like that from the beginning.
It's time to wake up.
Wow, you have an alarm on your phone set for 7:10.
for 7:10 p.m., which confuses me.
Did you go to take a nap and set an alarm for 7:10 p.m.?
Yeah, you know, the other day we were napping before going over to the, like, pre-Rocky Horror Party.
I see.
Damn it.
Damn it, what?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I apologize. All kinds of things happen.
Some of them are embarrassing.
Some of them are shit.
I cannot masturbate to these. Make it again.
You can't masturbate to this?
Somehow, when me and Jess and Vag and Greta went out to lunch at Orange Table, we somehow in the conversation, and we're not sure how, we came up with, you know, like, this menu is terrible. Yeah, what the hell is wrong with this? And blah, blah, blah. And finally they just said, I cannot masturbate to this. Make it again. We decided that needs to become the next meme.
Right.
So just, there are so many circumstances under which you can say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you go into the latest Pixar movie. I cannot masturbate to this. Make it again.
Well, you never know. The French can masturbate to anything.
That's
just
true.
Like those Australians. It's just that...
So your theory is that's a French accent?
You don't normally hear it about Australians because most of them are too stupid to figure out how to masturbate.
Right. Yeah. I thought that they were like dwarves in that their limbs were too short to reach their own genitalia.
Well, is that true of dwarves?
Yes.
What kind of dwarves?
Like real.
Like real, like...
Yeah.
Huh.
That, apparently, one of the differences between midgets and dwarves is that the midgets can masturbate and dwarves can't. And so, when midgets want to make fun of dwarves, they point out that, yeah, at least I can masturbate. And dwarves are like, yeah, well, at least I can get tossed.
Yeah.
I forget that there is some advantage to being a dwarf over a midget that the dwarves always come back with, but I didn't really give the matter enough.
They're low enough to drink out of toilets.
Here I was thinking we were going to get out of here without any angry letters.
I don't know. Am I going to offend the dwarves?
I think Ben Folds is going to write you an angry letter, and we're going to have to find 10,000 solemn faces. Oh, you don't like Ben Folds, do you?
I don't really have an opinion about Ben Folds.
You know the one, like, One Angry Dwarf and 100 Solemn Faces?
No.
Was one of his songs?
Okay.
And I get it.
What about Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf?
That would require me to have watched or listened to the Howard Stern Show. Which...
In that People Magazine, or that New York Times Most Beautiful People, or whatever it was. Mm. I forget who it was that actually did the contest, but it got all interneted, and Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf won, and John Linnell was like fourth place or something.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was when we knew the internet is completely useless. Mm.
Yoshiko11 says, revamp them all. It would help if you added separate areas for the hundreds, thousands, ten thousands, etc. It would greatly reduce mall misprices. That would be the most annoying interface anyone had ever seen. Pastafarian 3 says, what's Jick and Scully? What aren't we? Abysmal Minton says, why don't skills on auto attack benefit from minus MP cost equipment? Because auto attack is kind of janky. That is something I could probably also have CD Meyer take a gander at. Perhaps take a goose at it and see if fixing it would be good for the goose.
And a gander?
And a gander. I hardly know.
That's one of my favorite spices.
Ted the Red says, basilope familiar? What the hell is a basilope?
Oh, Berkeley Breed used to draw the basilope. It's like a basset hound with antlers tied to his head.
I see. I don't know.
I think it was either in Bloom County or in one of the side books that he wrote after Bloom County was over. Although, if it's spelled slightly differently, it could just be the jackalope version of the basilisk, which is just a rabbit with antlers that turns you to stone, if you look at it.
Yeah. Maltro says, will I ever be able to share my discoveries with Innobox, the Smith, and the Plunger? They're sharing their discoveries with me, and I'd like to return the favor. Misspelled favor.
Would.
And no. Zyrtec says, I should ask my doctor about Zyrtec. Any chance of us getting a reminder, a slash reminder command now? You know, you can, actually. Because there's like a slash note command, right? Let me see how that works. I bet that would work. Let me make sure it actually does what I think it does. /\ note. All right, so you can do slash notes, and then it will add the note that you type into your quest log notes. So if you are in chat, I'm gonna try this just to make sure that it works. /notes reminder : remember to stop being on the radio in 44 minutes. You make a note of it. Now I'm gonna log off and log back on. Reminder, remember to stop being on the radio in 44 minutes. Man, you talk about some fucking awesome unintentional synergy. Oh, weird. And apparently... Huh. I tried to trick it by starting a line with the word reindeer instead of reminder. Oh, you know what? It has the word reminder in the line. I should make it so that it has to start with the word reminder. And also... I think I would probably change the way that I had C.D. Moyer make a change to it so you could have more than one reminder in the quest log at once, and I think he made it display the entire line, so it's saying reminder twice. Yeah. Going to make a note of that. So anyway, yeah, you effectively have a slash reminder command because of the slash notes command. I should also put that in the documentation, is what I should do.
We have documentation?
Yeah. I had to go through and make sure that all of the chat commands that exist are in the documentation, because otherwise there's a lot of stuff that I feel like would save people some time that they might not know about, especially if they start playing now. Uncle Ocho says, when can we hope for a new game from Asymmetric? Galaxy of Fear? Will you release something crappy and gradually build it into something worth playing like you did with KOL, or will you try to release a full-featured, graphic-rich game? Surely KOL is not the limit of your ambition.
Okay, what Uncle Ocho is not taking into account is the fact that we released a game that was worth playing and slowly made it crappy,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But, KOL is not the limit of our ambitions.
No. Nor our imagination. You know... Right now, KOL is just taking up all of the time that we will allow it to take up, which is basically all of our times. All of which we have more dots up on. And, I don't know.
I think once that next content push, like, if we get the Nemesis quest done and we get another clan dungeon in, then we could think more seriously about putting something together, because there are ideas.
There are a lot of
ideas that are floating around.
We need a flash guy. We need a flash guy, and then we can start making 50, 100 games every day. That's what we need. We need a flash guy, and he needs to take that Heinlein drug that makes time go real slow, so he can make 50, 100 games every day. All of them will be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Guessing. Kairu88 says, what's the new item of the month going to be? It's going to be in Mr. Store on October 1st.
Oh.
Bob the Joker says, I just want to send a lot of love and thanks to everyone who organized events at Con, both official and unofficial. I had a wonderful time this weekend and wanted to let you guys know. Well, thanks, Bob the Joker. Bob the Joker did a famous job of orchestrating Rocky Horror Picture Show. What was she? She was the MC.
She was the MC.
It was weird. Something that I noticed during Rocky Horror is that, and I feel like this was a little bit of weirdness that would not have happened under any circumstances other than these. It was like everybody in the audience had their own version of what you're supposed to yell.
Right.
During the movie, so there was a tremendous amount of crosstalk.
Well, I think there are just two different schools for Rocky Horror, and one is that it's kind of like a church service where you just say the prescribed line at the prescribed time.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a lot of unison, and that's kind of fun. But then there's like everybody I know who kind of grew up on Mystery Science Theater wanted to come up with their own lines and try to be the most, you know, the cleverest guy in the room.
Or the loudest.
Yeah, I think there's just...
If not the
there's
cleverest,
a,
at least the loudest.
I think there's at least a kind of a balance now where there are things that definitely everybody has to say, but then you can be funny if you want to. I've never seen people do that much with the screen as as that cast did, like throwing up the bat symbol.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. And the amazingly accurate dick placement when Susan Sarandon turns her head in the car. Guy getting hit by the pitchfork. And yeah, good stuff.
Yep. So Penguin Warrior 06 says, I loved the idea for a hobo title, and I had a few ideas / questions to throw your way. A, could it be placed in the hobo marketplace for, say, 5,000 nickels? And could the title just change once a day so as to decrease server hits? Thanks for the game, guys, and keep up the good work. Woodwork. 5,000 nickels is pretty high.
Yeah.
Dan Bob says... Nine. Huh?
I think I have 9.
Sweet. Dan Bob says, Jake, thanks for playing my version of Pub Quiz at Con. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. For the record, you guys were 7th out of 7. No, I don't know how many teams there were. I didn't think we did too bad.
Yeah, it was sad that I got stuck picking up the keyboard while that was taking place.
Oh, I didn't know that happened. I assume that the keyboard thing took place earlier. Occasional JD says, hey, I just thought of a good joke. Instead of meat, the grungy pirate should drop chewed meat for you. It would also be a combat item so you could pass it back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it, because it's a reference to drain you. Chew your meat for you. Pass it back and forth. Yeah, gotcha. That is pretty funny, actually. First I thought it was dumb, but then I got it.
Like every joke.
Like every good joke. Violist says, please make Vashus Talon Slash and Summon Spice Ghost auto-attack options. Not at the same time, of course. The summons, and somebody else had asked for, Lobster says, can you please make it so we can set our Mayflies to auto-attack? Those are probably not going to happen. Probably something that is limited per day is never going to be made available as an auto-attack thing. The conditional skills, probably pretty soon... In fact, I think that I'm just going to have CDM look at auto-attack in general and remake it so that any conditional skill that you have can be used as an auto-attack. There's no reason not to do that now. It was a pain in the ass the way that it was before to add any given individual thing, but now everything is all standardized, so the auto-attack should be able to just use the same code as the fight script. Let's see. Somnium says, in honor of a classmate with a history of MRSA, I have to ask, could there be a chef staff crafted with a disease, the staff of staff?
Didn't we have a staff of staff in the card game content?
I think there was, yeah. We need to look through the card game content and just put it all in the game. And make a new card game. Publish it ourselves on just pieces of notebook paper that we...
Draw every one of them by hand.
Tear. Yeah. I mean, if we sold them for like $50,000 a game.
And then we could donate the money to charity now. No, that wouldn't work.
We could donate the money to charity. Bergberg says, how do you listen to the radio KOL?
With my ears.
Potato Man 1287 says, sauce potion that gives PvP turns? That is a pretty good idea. Selkie Last says, could we please have a family-friendly chat channel with a somewhat more restrained code of conduct? Nah. Automan says, a somnambulism effect, which gives a teleportitis adventure when you try to rest? That doesn't seem fun to me.
That's not fun, but that's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
We should put it on a curse item?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ivy Mutant says, would it be possible to make the You Have Discovered X meat pasting / cooking / drink recipes in the quest log links to the discoveries page themselves, like how the tattoos, trophies, and familiars link to their pages? Also, absolutely loving this. That is a fantastic idea. And, you know, the fact that idea is fantastic leads into the into the next question by Fred, savaged by the wizard. I know you feel that 90% of public content is crap, Sturgeon's Law and all, but what player-created content suggestion do you like best that you haven't implemented? You know, the ones we really like, we usually implement.
Yeah, and we don't talk about them, and then we implement them.
Yeah. The thing is, we don't tend to use things verbatim, because we don't want to just plagiarize, you know. Unless it's somebody who specifically tells us, hey, use this. Because we do everything that everybody tells us to do. It's our only weakness. That and living in castles and
kryptonite.
Reddit 42 says, why doesn't the overcoat and whacking stick drop when you kill Hodgman along with the hamster? Shouldn't all three drop if the run was short enough? No. Dr. Van Mojo says, a while back on the forums, you said that the 1 in N chance rolled before combat/non-combat is decided is no longer what super likely means. Considering that a lot of us folks use that term, including dev team folks, could you tell us what super likely means now? Super likelies are non-combat adventures whose requirements are always checked before anything else. I think before anything else happens, there might be... It is possible that, like, Clover adventures fire before super likelies, but... The super likelies are a set of non-combats whose conditionals are always checked every time you adventure in a zone, and if one of them is available to occur, it always does occur. It used to be that super likelies always had like a 1 in 4 chance of occurring. What we did was we made them always happen, but put a 1 in 4 conditional on all of them. That changed when Spooky Raven rolled out, because I wanted to guarantee that the first turn after you found out about the gallery key, you would get it. It no longer works exactly that way. I think it makes you wait a few turns now. But the 1 in 4 chance was not enough there. So I overrode the old logic by putting just a 1 in 4 sort of... The condition, you know, so normally the conditional is like, if you don't have this item, then this adventure does not show up or whatever. But, you know, there's no reason that you couldn't put, if 1 does not equal 2, then this adventure doesn't show up. Because that would make that adventure never show up. Or if 1d6 does not equal 1, then this adventure doesn't show up, and that would give it a 1 in 6 chance of occurring. Anyway, that's what super likely means now, and has for a long, long time. Zortag says, so, any thought as to the Hobopolis whiteboard idea where dungeon admins could post notices and whatnot that people would see when entering the sewers? That would be an awesome thing to have. And then, let's see, Zortag says, and on the subject of Hobopolis, all the things that should be dungeon announcements would be nice. Flimflams, bar fights, new dungeon openings, etc. Yeah, there was a list of those that Mr. Magnifico put together for us, and I wrote announcement text for all of them and assigned C.D. Moyer an item to add announcements for all of those. That requires him to dig into some stuff that he has not spent a lot of time with yet. So I don't want to say how likely that is to happen in the very short term, but I would not be at all surprised if that happened this week, though. Need Money 90 says, I love Hobopolis, but it worries me that when a new dungeon is released, all the focus will swap from Hobopolis to the new dungeon. When you release a new dungeon, are you going to let it run in tandem with Hobopolis, or only one at once? It was always the plan, and the system is designed such that you can have multiple dungeons open at the same time, so there is no reason at all that you wouldn't be able to be running Hobopolis and the new dungeon at the same time. You know, that's why it's /Hobopolis instead of /dungeon or whatever. Everything is designed such that there's nothing preventing you from running more than one dungeon at the same time. Zortag says, third Hobopolis request. Add some kind of distribute all loot button where we could set all the loots to players and hit one button to distribute them all at once. That's not a bad idea.
Although it should probably come with like 3 confirm boxes.
Well, you know, since they all default to... You'd have to set everyone manually, right? Since they all default to select a player. Like, it could just... Basically a button that pretends like you're hitting each of the other buttons in turn, you know? And the ones that don't do anything wouldn't do anything.
I suppose that could work.
Fourth and final Hobopolis request. Hobo part making logged in the raid log. I think I figured out a way to do that that's not going to get too awful super spammy. So you want super spammy. Bodhisaniwi says, instead of adding an extra click if I want to craft stuff, why not just add a discoveries tab to the old menu? There are not any extra clicks added by the new crafting interface. Everybody who's saying that we added extra clicks to the process of crafting stuff is doing it wrong. I wanted to get rid of the craft stuff link in inventory completely, but people told me not to. It would have had sell stuff on a line by itself, which I didn't like that either, but anyway. Les Specter says, my oldest pair of knitting needles are a size 13. They're literally a pair of 9 millimeters, which is pretty violent.
Are you knitting with a pair of guns? Even at that caliber, that's dangerous.
Are you knitting with a veterinarian? Because these pythons I just knitted are sick. That somebody call a vet because these pythons are sick. That is
fantastic.
A very funny line. I would like to know who originated that line so that I could shake his or her hand. iClubU says, hey guys, thanks for an awesome con. It was my first one and I was sad to leave. I would think you would have been glad to leave, what with all the Mr. Skullhead staring at your boobs all day.
Some people like to have their boobs stared at, and generally those people indicate that by having flashing lights on them.
Oh, come on.
Actually, I could not describe to you the size or texture of the boob. I was looking at the big old fucking sign on her.
Can you normally determine the texture of a boob by looking at it?
Yeah, because there's really not that much variation.
Well, you know, sometimes it's like a bag of sand.
Not very often, I hope.
God, sometimes it's a Mexican stripper with terrible cheap breast implants, and it's like a bag of gravy with a hockey puck in it.
That is true.
That was fucking traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to touch a Mexican stripper's boobs again. That is totally not true. Anyway, not those. Although I want everyone I know to touch them so that they will understand.
It's the same kind of, taste this.
Yeah. AJ Style says, I'm sorry for a few weeks ago, and a question. Will the next clan dungeon be as epic as Hobopolis? Nah, be a little smaller. The next clan dungeon is actually going to be the original clan dungeon that we were talking about, split into two clan dungeons.
Right.
Hobopolis was supposed to be a nice, simple, straightforward version of... Well, not a version of the old dungeon, but a nice, simple, straightforward thing to do instead of the complicated-ass thing that we were doing for the other one, but... Yeah. It is basically the point where we've got almost all of the ideas down, and it is just a matter of filling in content and mechanics, so that, you know... I'm not going to say, oh, it'll be ready in a week or whatever, because that's simply not true. But, you know, it's, if I had to make up an estimate, I would say, like, shortly after Christmas, maybe. We got a couple other things to focus on between now and Christmas.
Like Christmas,
yeah. Durgle says, if KOL and Asymmetric didn't exit, what occupation would you want to have? Assuming he means if they didn't exist. Sorry to make fun of your typing, Durgle. It was just funny. One time the pretentious artist made these signs for this... I think he was making a big advertising thing for sugar.
Uh-huh.
And he made like a banner with a picture of a spoon filled with sugar, and it said, put some in your coffee, it's exciting, but he misspelled it, and he said, put some in your coffee, it's exiting. So
and
I just had that
slow it down.
Yeah, I had that on my wall for a long time because I thought it was funny, and he would just, you know, I think it kind of hurt his feelings every time he came into my room. I wasn't making fun of him, you know. It's okay that he can't spell. I don't know. What occupation would you want to have? Would you want to be an English teacher?
I always wanted to, you know, if I could have any occupation without having to qualify or get that occupation, it was always, like, oddly enough, rock star or movie critic.
Movie critic, really?
Yeah. So, like, MC Frontalot or Roger Ebert, pretty much.
Huh.
Yeah.
I could see you know, I enjoy thinking about and talking about games. So yeah, you know, maybe being a guy, I could be a guy. I write for like MTV's multiplayer blog. I like those dudes. Mm-hmm. I like the kind of writing they do. I'd like to do that kind of writing. I could just do my own gaming blog. Maybe I'll just do that anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just be like, screw this KOL drive. Hey everybody, you used to play KOL. Come listen to me. Tell you all my thoughts on Spore. Like that Dishwalla song. Man, yeah. Ted Pro is funny as shit. I got to hang out with Ted Pro. We played a... We made... So out of all the Magic cards that we bought in when we were at Gen Con, like, mm-hmm. we bought... Everybody was there, bought, like, starter deck and a couple boosters, and we just played, like, a handful of games of Magic. But then we decided that we would put all of the cards into one big deck and then play games with them where we were just all playing out of one deck. Like, we were just pretending that it was each of our decks, right?
Interesting.
Drawing out of a single... It's the kind of thing that no serious Magic player would ever do because it's just kind of, you know, nuts. Like,
kind of
know,
randomizes everything.
Yeah, right? Super, super random. But it's a lot of fun. And it didn't work very well because of the sort of composition of the cards and the kind of, you know, we were just like constantly discarding cards for 10 turns in a row because nobody had the land to cast anything or whatever. But Nightmare pared the deck down to a more manageable size and put in... He kept a lot of the cards that were more interesting because of the kind of deck. Like, everybody having the same graveyard made certain cards a lot more interesting and certain cards that would do things where every opponent has to do a given thing. Like, there are some cards that are kind of... They have at least nods to the fact that you might be playing it multiplayer. So mm-hmm. We played several games with that kind of streamlined deck now and played one with Ted Pro. And, Grok the Mad and somebody whose player name I don't think that I've forgotten it so much as I never remembered it in the first place, and sorry to that guy.
You didn't forget to remember to forget.
No, I didn't. I should have put it on my list of things to write down. It was a fun game. But Ted Pro is awesome. Ted Pro's funny.
Yep. Yeah. We did some dancing with Ted Pro. Some skanking. Which just means jumping around a lot.
Of the Hill People says, "Hey Jake, saw you at the Frontalot concert. Are your sideburns really magical?" Why are my sideburns magical? Did you say something about magical sideburns?
I don't think so. That doesn't seem like the kind of thing
I remember
that
hearing
like
that,
to say.
I remember hearing that phrase.
Sideburns are magical. I don't know. I've always thought they were kind of a like mystical fairyland, but
I see.
I usually keep those feelings to myself.
My sideburns are when I got my hair cut, I also had her trim my sideburns. I lost probably a year's worth of sideburn growth. Now they're just normal looking sideburns. They're not all bushy, and I can't do the thing where I twist them out into Salvador Dali like spikes. Like, it's weird. I managed to make little replicas of Salvador Dali out of each of my sideburns.
Now that's surreal. How many sideburns do you have?
6 or 7, you know.
Right.
Multi-tiered. Little path running between them.
We were all shocked to see, you know, those of us who hadn't seen you for a while, to see the revert to the 2002 circa hair.
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised, I would say.
Yeah, you know. This is at least a hairstyle. I feel like my hair had been so long for so long at so long that
so long.
I had to say so long to it, yeah. My wife made a funny joke. Really. You know, I was just wearing it in a ponytail all the time, and so I was just that guy with either hair down to the middle of his back or the bottom of his back or his ass or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Now I look like a woman.
Yeah. Either hippie or mountain man was where you were hitting before.
And, so now I got the, like, kind of shoulder-length Prince Valiant thing going on.
It's not a bob.
Yeah, it's
just, sometimes that would require
it
bangs.
Sometimes it is, man. Okay, all right, I don't have bangs. But, My wife is going to make me get rid of the beard, and then my transformation into a woman is just going to be complete. I think my wife is secretly a lesbian. She got me this haircut. Yeah, I think my wife is completely overtly a lesbian. Just married me for my money. GigaShadow 555 says, "Sure, C natural technically is B sharp, but no one actually says B sharp. I do, so I guess that disproves your postulation that no one says it, huh, GigaShadow 555?
You know, the on the scale of how sure you are a sentence is going to be pretentious, if it starts with the word technically.
Right. It didn't start with the word technically. It started with the word sure.
If it starts with the word sure followed by the word technically, that's
well,
even
really less. This started with sure followed by C natural.
Mm. If it includes the word technically.
There you go. I knew we'd arrive at a...
See, technically, I'm being that you're guy. Correct.
Yeah, technically, that wasn't funny until I made you correct it. Frankenbean says, Moxie class is getting a plus percent X critical hit chance. What about a X percent chance of backstab for narrative explanation? There's some backstabby kind of stuff. There are a few things in the works for a little bit of a change to the way some of the Moxie stuff works, and a few sort of directives for moving forward with event style content in the future to avoid some issues with some other things. I was working on some stuff today. A little bit of potential accordion thief love. Nothing that anybody is going to be excited about, except very new players who are wondering how the fuck they're supposed to play an accordion thief. But yeah. Carnivorous Sheep says, "It's my birthday. Say happy birthday or I eat you." Okay.
I eat you.
Happy birthday or I. Oh, damn it! I fucked up. I should have done that. Yeah. I was going to say happy birthday or I eat you. Yeah.
Okay.
You did a much better job.
I made my choice.
Any possibility of more bugbears in the game? Everybody loves bugbears. No. You're thinking of Raymond. It's like a not funny everybody loves Raymond, only it doesn't stop after a half an hour. It goes on forever.
See, that movie was hilarious, but as soon as you said it's like a not funny everybody loves Raymond, that threw me, because it's like saying, it's like a not scary Ghostbusters. You know?
I don't know, there were parts of Ghostbusters, the thing in the cab in Ghostbusters scared me when I was a kid. I think Paul Rudd just likes talking about Everybody Loves Raymond, because there was the Everybody Loves Raymond thing in the 40-Year-Old Virgin when he's giving him the big box of porn.
Yeah.
He pulls it. That's not supposed to... That's a good show. Maybe Paul Rudd really likes Everybody Loves Raymond. Or yeah, maybe it's a product placement. Durgle says it was Nagamar that cast the curse on the cemetery, not Fernsworthy. No, it wasn't.
Did we retcon that? Why did we do that?
I don't know. I don't think we ever said it was Nagamar, did we? Shadia says, thanks for the change in the way equipping non-full outfits works, but it won't equip any of the outfit if I don't meet the stat requirements for one of the pieces. You know, it's possible that just hasn't been pushed out to the live servers yet, because all of that got fixed. Maybe I didn't announce it. I don't know. I'll check. That was like the first thing I had C.D. Moyer do.
Well, I finally got onto the screen that has Giga Shadow's question. You know, another way that you can tell that something's going to be a pretentious statement is it has the word technically in it in all caps.
Yeah. If sentences have any single word in all caps, that means it's either something that I'm saying when I'm really angry, something that JLE is saying when he's really annoying, or something that GigaShadow555 is saying when he's really pretentious.
I've seen all caps being used for just added dumbness. Like, what gets me to turn off Lounge really, really fast is when, well, say there's a player that's Plethora of Sheep logs in, and someone goes in all caps, "Hi, Plethora of Sheep!" And Plethora of Sheep goes, "Hi, guys, it's me, Plethora of Sheep." And they go, "Lol," and they're being really ironic about it, see?
Uh-huh.
And it is the most fucking annoying. It's like the chat equivalent of being stabbed in the crotch with a knitting needle. A 9mm knitting needle.
Right. A size 13 9mm knitting
size
needle.
13 9mm knitting needle.
El Tracero says, "I'm getting married in just 2 weeks. Any advice?"
Go for it.
Yeah, my wife just yelled that she was still in the room, so no. No advice for you.
Run.
I like being married. Need Money 90 says, "What is your favorite item of the month? How about your least favorite? Why?"
Why?
I don't know what my favorite item of the month is.
And
You know, I like the pixie in terms of the content, but I don't like the pixie. I know everybody else does. I'm like,
it's not a reference that you get.
Yeah, so. it's a Terry Pratchett thing that I don't understand, and as such, I just feel like it's not particularly funny on its own. It's just a guy in a kilt, and you know how much I like guys in kilts. God damn it, people, stop wearing kilts for fuck's sake.
At least stop wearing them to our con.
And every con. There were the swarthy Norwegians from EVE Online, some of whom were wearing kilts at the GDC.
We're going to have to...
Gen Con was full of fucking kilts.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see somebody at the Trifecta and be wearing a fedora, a trench coat, and a kilt.
Oh, yeah.
Same time. That would be sad.
Trench coats don't honestly bother me that much if they're like weather appropriate. You
it
know?
Depends on whether they're being worn in place of a personality or being worn to protect one from weather.
Right.
Exactly. You know, like a fedora, there's no excuse because there are other hats that you can wear that people actually wear.
Are there though?
There's the
baseball
like in the
cap,
winter,
right?
You know, there's like a knit cap or stocking. All right,
you can wear a sock hat or you can wear a baseball cap and that's it.
Well, I have this from the guy who wears a cowboy hat, but I don't wear a cowboy hat in place of a personality. I wear a cowboy hat because it keeps my head from getting sunburned.
You wear a cowboy hat in addition to a personality?
I have a feeling that a lot of the fedora wearing that goes on is now I can be known as fedora guy, that guy in the fedora, and everybody will be like, I want to talk to that guy in the fedora.
As opposed to being known as Ubuntu guy. I want to talk to that guy who can't run any Flash games. I don't know. I wish that I could wear a fedora. I have one that I got when I was in high school. I hardly ever wore anywhere.
I always wanted one in high school. I never had one.
I had a Panama hat. Well, I inherited a Panama hat, but I'm afraid of fucking it up, so I never wear it. So then I got a Panama hat while I was in San Diego. And it just kind of, wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a Panama hat just makes me look 30 years older and 40 pounds heavier than I am. So, wearing a Hawaiian shirt, wearing a Panama hat, smoking a cigar, I'm like, hi, I'm somebody's dad. Like, I should have a kid. Then I would be somebody's dad. You're going to be somebody's dad.
Yeah.
Maybe I could sell this picture of a guy with a big knife to you. If you don't want it, I could find some POWs. You never saw this. Anyways, it would be funny if you had seen it. Lespector says, you can look at your familiars in Bad Moon by clicking Rename My Familiars. I think that is because I forgot to make your familiars not show up on that page. Wow, that's messed up. Ad writer says, a plain pizza plus a Nolish pie tin should really equal a deep dish pizza. Really?
I don't think just putting a plain pizza in a deeper dish would make it automatically a deep dish pizza.
Odeem sends a link to a Cracked article about the 6 most terrifying foods in the world.
Yeah, and some of that was for serious.
Ant eggs.
There's this cheese that's full of insect larvae that will try to burrow into your tear ducts if you get it too close to your face.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Lutefisk. Baby mice wine. Pacha.
And it's just sheep face.
Boiled sheep's head. Balut is like the weird, like the fertilized duck egg with the actual beak. Yeah, that looks pretty fucked up. It's like the sneeze. Always did those Steve Don't Eat It features where it got like disgusting ethnic food. Mm. Like the corn kernels that have been inflated to 10 times their original size by some sort of fungal infection. Those always look pretty delicious. I don't know. What's your favorite item of the month, Mr. Skullhead?
Actually, the pixie for content is pretty damn close. I'm a fan of how the llama turned out, too. But it's definitely going to be one of the familiars. The hat rack is up there. So that just provides all kinds of fun avenues. Actually, personality-wise, I like the comic chameleon the best. As far as just the the way that it works and imagining the transformations and everything, I think is kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know what my least favorite one is. Maybe the,
Is there one? There probably is at least one if we looked at them where it was obvious we were reaching.
Yeah. The Mayfly bait didn't turn out so well.
Well, people were enjoying that.
Geist1214 says, is there going to be new t-shirts or merch at the KOL store? I'm going to put in the 2009 calendar. I was going to put it in today, but then Hot Stuff didn't have his camera, so he didn't take any picture. He'll probably get a picture of it tomorrow, and then I'll probably go in the store tomorrow afternoon.
That turned out really swanky. Like, none of the images have the pixelation that they did last
year. Yeah, well, because I feel like we just got people actually paid attention to the size requirements.
They paid attention to the DPI requirement, but not the dimension requirement.
Yeah, the aspect ratio.
Yeah.
But, it turned out all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's much better having an actual cover. And plus, I liked being able to sort of hook up a 13th person with a win, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice, like, when it was like, oh, we don't, the 1 month we got stuck on not being able to figure out which one we liked the best. We're like, well, let's just use both. That was a cool precedent to set, I think.
Yeah. Looking at the Mr. Store history, I'd have to say the inflatable dodecapede was probably... the least.
Yeah, least it was not.
It was great. It's great for fighting the naughty sorceress, but.
Yeah, but.
It was an attempt to make an interesting mechanic. And it was one of my attempts to make an interesting mechanic, which explains a lot.
No, I mean, Ascension was one of your attempts to make an interesting mechanic, so don't sell yourself short. Yeah. I don't know. Let me look at the mystery. Is that on the wiki?
Yeah. /index.php/Mr. Store. I don't really know what we would do without the KOL wiki. People are asking ETZ of New Spencer Gifts, ETA.
Estimated time to zbloin or
Yeah, I would like to do some New Spencer Gifts. I understand that you're kind of opposed to New Spencer.
No, I'm not necessarily. I'm worried that we're gonna piss people off by adding them who are actually using the existing gifts because they dilute the pool of things that you summon.
That does mean that we can make them slightly more useful, though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If the pool is being diluted.
Yeah. Alternatively. I was gonna divide it into three sections. Mm-hmm. If we added one or two of each item, that or one or two of each category, it was just like sort of three different kinds of things in there, right?
Right.
And make it so you could read one of three sections of it in a day, and it would give you three items from the, little spiky jewelry counter, or three items from the campsite furnishings counter, or whatever. I mean, that's a way that I could imagine doing it that might not piss people off, but. I think the things that I feel like are probably the most boring Mr. Store items are the familiar equipments prior to, like, the pumpkin bucket. They're just straightforward, this is 10 pounds of whatever. I mean, it's nice that they're a content vector, I guess, but, like, they're just sort of, very straightforward. The equipment is always going to be a little more boring than the familiars, just because a pair of pants kind of necessarily has less personality than a whatever.
Samba de Amigo just came out for the Wii.
What's that?
It's I don't think it's like a port. I think it's more of a follow up to a game that was really popular on the Dreamcast, where you have a controller, you hold the controllers like they're two maracas and shake to the left and right and up and down. And
there was a game being demoed at PAX pardon me, that was another like Raving Rabbids game that looked like that. It was, there were parts of it where you had to like disco dance with the holding the nunchuck still and moving the remote up and down like the Staying Alive, Alive dance. Like, that actually looked pretty fun. There were just, like, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people on stage kind of moving in unison, and I was like, you know, I didn't know whether to groan or grin. I didn't know whether to give it a hiss or a kiss. Hisses and kisses, and then what's the TV Guide one? Cheers and jeers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does hisses and kisses?
I don't know. I think it might have been some, like, local paper when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I remember seeing cheers and jeers and TV Guide, and then hisses and kisses and some local variant of something.
Uh-huh.
Which kisses is...
Okay, we really need to stop letting people's cats send us messages.
Oh, yeah. Swamp update, please, says T-rating multi. Oh, and by the way, I love more Den cheeseburgers. Swamp, you know, sometime. We got three monsters completely written.
Oh, is that what the swamp is?
Yeah, that's when people are talking about the swamp, because we're just saying, theoretically, imagine there's this new container document filled with places for you to adventure, and it's a swamp. What am I going out on? What am I going down on? Your mom! No, what song am I?
Should go out in a blaze of glory.
How about a blaze of Morrissey? We'll play The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get, and,
I can barely listen to that song these days.
Really?
Is it, the girl that was, like, my fuck buddy in college made me a mixtape after we kind of broke up, after she figured out that she was my fuck buddy, because apparently, aside from the, like, hours of conversation we had about that,
mm-hmm.
she wasn't sure, but she made me a mixtape of all these little passive-aggressive songs, and that was one of them, and it struck me as kind of creepy.
I see. Well, we'll switch to Spring Heel Gym again, which I think is about a murderer.
Mm.
So, this will be less creepy.
Less creepy than that girl.
All right. Well, we'll leave you in the capable and very, very soft hands of Amplitude. Nobody noticed me grabbing Amplitude's balls on my way up onto the stage. I grabbed a dude's balls on stage in front of, like, 300 people, and nobody said anything about it. Either they just, you know, of course Jick grabbed a dude's balls. He's Jick. Or nobody saw it. I might have just been, like, you might have been between me and the crowd.
Possibly. If I had known, I would have stepped out the way.
Yeah.
Take life at five times your average speed, like